Hundreds of people gathered at Happy Days Lodge in Peninsula over the weekend to pay their respects to Darwin Kelsey, founding director of Countryside Conservancy. A lone violinist played Ave Maria at the memorial for Darwin Kelsey, one of the few somber moments in what was really a celebration of life.
Darwin would always call me dude. It wasn't a California surfer kind of dude. I'm not the only one, but that was kind of his thing.
Phil Neighbors is one of many people who was greeted as dude over the years by Darwin Kelsey, who passed away last week at age 76 following an illness, according to the Countryside Conservancy. Neighbors, who founded Mustard Seed Market, was a longtime friend of Kelsey's.
He and I would always find ourselves at the most obscure conferences. You know, alternative farming methods generally, urban farming issues, local food issues. You know, eventually we were the only old guys in the room. You know, when I think of Darwin, I think of, you know, a few key words. You know, visionary, intellectual giant, big heart. He had a vision for how the world might be that made it better.
Darwin Kelsey grew up on a dairy farm in New York and later raised small livestock. His career also took him to Kentucky to run the National Museum of the Boy Scouts of America and eventually to Northeast Ohio, where he founded the Countryside Conservancy in 1999. His widow, Chris, says this final phase of his career felt like he was coming home.
I think this job was perfect for him. Frankly, he didn't even see it as a job. It was not a job. It was his life's work and his passion. And he was one of the most unassuming guys, you know, never, even all the acclaim that he got throughout his life, it never went to his head.
Darwin Kelsey established the first farmers markets in the country to be in a national park, a move that met with some controversy at its outset. From 1988 until 2009, John Debo was superintendent of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
The initial response of many of the staff of the National Park Service was, well, we didn't have vineyards in the Cuyahoga Valley. But actually, a little research showed that, yes, almost every farm in some measure were actually growing grapes.
That led to the opening of Sarah's Vineyard and many other farms in the parks in the years since. Debo says Kelsey's success here showed that it was feasible to have living, working, environmentally responsible farms in a national park setting. Craig Kenkel, current superintendent of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, agrees and says Kelsey's work changed the park service's thinking toward agriculture.
Sustainable farming principles and practices can be done in national parks in the way that least harms the environment and then also creates a way to preserve the cultural landscape, the rural landscape of national parks that have those historic places and properties. And it's also a way to educate park visitors about how to produce sustainable food, healthy food, in a way that's totally appropriate to our ecosystem.
Kenkel says Darwin Kelsey, who had been serving as director emeritus with the Conservancy since September, was planning to turn his attention to urban farming in the future by showing visitors how to grow vegetables at home, regardless of whether they were in a house or an apartment. Now, Kenkel agrees with many of Darwin Kelsey's friends and colleagues that the Countryside Conservancy is on very solid footing for the future, thanks to its founding director's work. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.